relatively new permanent book gallery has opened at the Walters Art Museum, and this is to explore some of the most recent additions to the Walters collection of rare books and manuscripts. And my guest on Book Notes this month is Lindley Ann Herbert, who is the Robert and Nancy Hall Curator of Rare Books and Manuscripts. Welcome back. It's lovely to see you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
What was your impetus in getting this going?
When I first started at the Walters 14 years ago now, one of my thoughts was that it would be really fantastic to have an embedded book gallery within the medieval collection, just because books were, of course, used with other objects. They were not used in a vacuum, just as today. And a few years ago, as we started planning our reinstallation of our Asian art on the fourth floor, one of the galleries opened up, and it was a perfect sort of embedded gallery where we could control the light levels. It was small enough to be able to have book rotations in there, and it has built-in cases, so it just seemed like the perfect opportunity. So we started last spring with new acquisitions. We have a series called New on the Bookshelf. So last spring I had a six-month installation of acquisitions I've made since I came here. And then this past fall I opened another installation of new books, but they were actually works by women, which was something that I've been very passionate about, sort of growing that piece of the collection. When I got to the Walters, we only had 4 books by women out of 4,500, and that seemed like a very small percentage. So the very first acquisition I made, the Clotilde Missal, was a way to start growing that piece of the collection. And so the books that are in there currently through the middle of June are the newer books created by women.
So how do you set about curating something like this? Because obviously your collection is absolutely vast. I mean, yes, the Walters is known for this. So when you're looking ahead to the next one, what is the thinking that goes into what you will highlight the next time around?
It varies. The one that's coming up is actually by one of my fellows, a postdoctoral fellow, Ursula Manetsky, who curated an exhibition called Healing the Body, Healing the Soul. So that is opening in June. And that grew out of her own research. So she was able to pull together books from our collection to sort of develop something around her personal research for her dissertation. And then the next one coming along is going to be called If Books Could Kill. And that one is going to be focused on several books, actually, that we've brought in recently that we discovered for various reasons had toxic elements to them. And so we started to find, like, one of the books was fumigated and another one was coated with arsenic to prevent bookworms. And then we were talking about the fact that a lot of our books, especially medieval manuscripts, they use toxic pigments all the time, not aware that they were bad for them. And so we thought, actually, we've done some scientific research recently on these books and thinking about the fact that this is really interesting for the public as well. And so it's an opportunity to roll out some new research we've been doing, discoveries we've made, and just a way to show some things that we haven't had a chance to show and to talk about them in different ways.
So this is New on the Bookshelf. The Creative Power of Women is the current exhibition that will be on through mid-June, the 16th. And then looking ahead, you can always go to thewalters.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the mastermind behind this, Lindley Ann Herbert. Thank you so much. And I really look forward to popping in as these new exhibitions pop up.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.